Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. We're a little early.
I went early. I forgot.
No, that's okay. It's not a problem because I have a statement I would like to make before the show starts officially. Reused throughout yesterday's program was in communication with me via email and text and kept wanting to return to my impressive announcement the previous day that the Sixers would not just lose the game in Miami, but would get blown out.
Which they did.
Which they did. And Rhea kept saying, you know, I did a tribute to you at the beginning of the show, but it didn't feel sufficient.
No.
And I said to her, enough with that, Rhea. It's not about my ego. I'm paid to be right about these things. And
every
that's
once
why
in a while, blind squirrel.
No blind squirrel. I was right about that. I took no joy in it, Al. In fact, the thing is, I was home.
Did you bet it?
The next day. I watched it. Yeah, I bet it all right.
Did you win money like me, though?
I did not win money like you. And I would just like to say that this show, there will be no tributes to me on this show.
Yeah, okay.
I have important things to discuss.
All righty then.
Now the show officially begins, and I would like to say this. All right, first of all, Al, you're right about, you got a big sports event tonight in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Game 6, season on the line.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
In the prime of Joel Embiid's career. That sports drama you can't buy. You can watch any TV show you want anywhere. You're not going to get any more drama than you will get at Wells Fargo Center tonight. Al's bitching because it's 7 o'clock tonight.
It's a little early.
All the better. Uh-huh. All the better. More time to get excited. It's going to be great. If you're out there with tickets, please call me because I want to make sure you're not going to do what the car dealer did and fall asleep courtside during a big playoff game. Please don't do that. Now, we got that story to do. There's another massive event tonight. You will be at halftime or close to it when it happens. Eagles schedule. 2022. And you know who we're bringing on, Al, to talk about it?
Who?
Somebody whose family will be affected directly by it. The wonderful wife of Jason Kelce.
Ah.
Kylie Kelce's coming
cool.
up. Now, I don't know what it's about. Kylie has reached my people, and she has indicated that they're going to require my services for something.
That would be Rhea, probably, right?
Actually, no. His other people, Cindy.
I have other people.
Another person.
I have other
people.
It's
usually Rhea.
Yeah.
And I guess Kylie is going to ask a favor of me on the air. And you know what? If I'm helping people, I'm there.
Anything
you know
for the Kelces. Yeah. They are royalty in this town.
About the Kelces. No one ever says no to the Kelces.
No.
So that, now, both those stories will be in our first hour, as will a highly embarrassing moment for both one of the top talk show hosts at WIP. Yeah. And Al, the story really did not break, although something else did. Although the wind broke. During the afternoon show.
I saw the tweet.
And Al, he did tweet to acknowledge what happened.
Yes.
And we will have it for you.
We're going to launch an investigation.
We are launching investigation, Al, into exactly why this happened. It happened on the air. It was plain to all who have hearing. It was not acknowledged within the moment, but now it has gone viral.
Hmm.
And I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of people out there raising a stink.
Detective Brown's going to be on the case.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, we will deal with the embarrassment that one of our WIP hosts, a legendary host, is now facing in public.
This is why Ray Dinger's retiring.
That's the first hour of the show. All right, so we got a lot to do today, and I'm going to start with this. Now, I did, I was not here. I did offer, I actually offered both Rhea and the boss at WIP, if you want me to work after the big game Tuesday night, I'll come in Wednesday.
That's all right.
They said that's all right. That's exactly
I might have said that.
But it didn't matter because I was home and I was stewing. And the reason I was stewing is very simple. And it calls to mind something that Doc Rivers said a couple of days ago. Doc Rivers made a very simple statement.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the game and you will see what happened in game five. And you will understand the psychology of two different NBA teams.
Mm-hmm.
The psychology of the Sixers. It is a sensitive team, prone to highs and lows, but no real psychological intensity on a nightly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben Amar, you played in big games as a player. You were GM during one of the great runs of one of our teams in this city. How do you explain not showing up for a game five, a huge game in a playoff city series that will maybe determine your fate?
It's confounding to me.
Isn't it?
It is the most confounding thing about the NBA in general.
Right.
How teams can just mail it in during the playoffs.
I don't get it.
And it's not only the Sixers. There's the other playoffs. Teams doing the same thing.
Last night, a team got beat by 50.
I don't expect my team to do it.
It is the most insane thing I've ever seen in the playoffs.
Now,
I don't get it.
I'll say this. I don't like the way Doc is coaching since he didn't inspire his team. But I am impressed with his unusual honesty. Because yesterday, Al, getting ready for the big game six tonight, he talked about how much more the Heat wanted it than his team.
It's the same opponent. It just can't be the same results, and it can't be the same effort. It can't be the same a lot of things, and we know that. So it was a, just watching it again and then again the third time this morning. It's a, it was a game you can't use a lot of tape from, because there was not a lot of good there. But give Miami credit. I just thought they were so much more physical. Thought they played harder. I thought they were more locked in, and that's something that we should have been, but we were not.
Right, then he discussed the obvious follow-up is, well, wait a minute. Isn't everybody desperate? When you're in a game 5-time 2-2, isn't there desperation for everybody? Here's desperation.
It should always be a desperate team, Gene. Honestly, it's the playoffs. Every game is desperate. I watched game 3 and 4, the Milwaukee games. That was desperate. By both teams. And that's how you have to perform. And you have to expect Miami to play desperate, too. You have to expect their best and then beat them.
Oh, no. Let me make it clear. Miami will play desperate. And now I will tell you why. See, when you're saying all this stuff, you go, I don't know. Rube just said it was confounding. It was it was confusing. How do you not play a game five? It's real simple. Just look at the two stars. That's how you'll know. Joel Embiid. Game five. Did he look all in?
Body language was terrible from the start.
Now, there's lots of... you can use whatever theory you want. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Right? MVP didn't win. He's upset.
He's injured.
He just pouted through the game. He's got 100 injuries. He hurt himself again with the back. He's thrown himself into the seats. He's still giving you effort, but he's doing it and not leading. You understand? He is not setting a tone for the other players on his team. Meanwhile, Jimmy Butler is. Are you? Just watch the game. Watch what he's doing. Watch what Embiid's doing, and you'll see the psychology of two teams. And here is Doc talking about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, we got to get in his airspace. Jimmy is so comfortable right now. It's really been 3 games in a row. Where he's just doing everything he can that he wants to do. So there's adjustments we can make. Some we really don't want to have to make, but we may have to.
Listen closely, because every once in a while, when I don't even expect it, I see a revelation of what's really happening. And the thing that the Sixers lack is something they actually once had, Jimmy Butler. A catalyst. You saw this on teams. You saw what players could do on your team. Frankly, I hate to use this as an example. Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, absolutely.
Am I right?
When you're going good,
right?
That's the perfect right. player to have on your team.
And a constant emphasis, Darren Dalton. Am I right?
No question.
Always.
Chase Utley.
When you're looking at this team, do you see somebody who fills that role?
There's no ass on the team.
There's no ass.
You have to be
energy.
Yeah.
There's no catalyst. There's no negative. Sometimes you need a guy who's stirring up stuff.
Allen Iverson.
Iverson had it for sure. Iverson had it times 10.
Correct.
These guys don't have it, but Jimmy did. Now, I want you to listen, because Jimmy's the story. You'll see Jimmy tonight. You even say it before, Al. There will be people who quietly are going, well, if we don't win, I love Jimmy.
They won't be quiet about it. Let me just say this right now.
If you don't love Jimmy Butler, you don't love sports, because that's what it's about. What he does behind closed doors, what he does in those meetings, how he treats his teammates, all that, that's one thing. And I'm not going to tell you that's great. But I'm going to tell you, when you watch that man on the court, he is an assassin. He wants to beat you no matter where he's playing or what he's doing. Here's Jimmy. Was it yesterday, Joe? It was yesterday. Here's what he had to say about getting excited early.
I told the team back, like, we just did what we were supposed to do. I don't think winning at home was a surprise to anybody. They did what they were supposed to do the past two games. Now we're supposed to go and win one on the road, do the hard job. I think we're capable of it if we get some stops. And then, you know, if shots fall, shots fall. So what? But it's a hard place to play. I've played there before, being in the Sixers jersey. I know how that crowd gets. But we got to go in there. We need this. We do.
I'm watching these games, and I'm lusting after Jimmy Butler.
Because
That's what I, as a sports fan, that's what I love. You understand? You're watching it.
I loved every minute. He's got heart.
He's got heart. Embiid, some games he's got heart. Some games he doesn't. Good luck. I'm not sure which one you're going to get. We'll see tonight. I guess tonight he'll have it because the fans are all cheering him on. I need a guy who brings that every game, because that's the kind of guy that makes you a champion. Without your teams, I don't think you win without
it's,
Utley.
It's not, right? It's a difficult thing for a guy that big. To be able to do that at an effort level that a guy like Jimmy Butler can do it. It sounds weird, but I just don't know if he can do it.
One more from Butler, and this is why they're so good when they play at home.
My teammates, my coaches, this entire organization really believe in the player that I am, the player that I've become over the years. So they allow me to be me here. They allow me to just hoop and not say too much and, you know, good, bad, and different. They rocking with me. And I think that's the best feeling to have, especially right now in the playoffs.
And that is a direct shot at one man, Brett Brown. Do you understand that? Brett Brown, Al, 2 years ago, had a decision to make. Did he want to keep Ben Simmons, or did he want to keep Jimmy Butler? And they could have signed Butler to a max deal. He loved Embiid. They had a tremendous relationship. They came damn close. That was the quadruple doink year.
Yep.
That's as close as they may ever get during the post-tank era. And Brett Brown said, no, I got to take care of my family friend. And I got to take care of a guy. I know how to coach Ben better than I do Butler, because he's a handful. And that's why. So I have been told, Al, that Brett Brown is back in the area.
Yeah.
If you see him somewhere in the area, just very kindly go up to him and thank him for ruining the tank era. Because that decision will come back to haunt you. If Jimmy Butler is ever holding up a trophy this year, Al, that will be the ultimate thing. All right, I'm going to open this up now. I just want you to know. Butler, Embiid. Watch the two of them. You'll know why. The Heat. One more games in the season and are leading in this series. That's all you need to see. 215-592-9494. We got awesome prizes today. And here's what I'm looking for. Al, I no longer do this because about 2 years ago I went really high tech. But prior to that, I was using the iPod.
Oh, yeah, done.
The iPods, 2 days ago, they discontinued manufacturing the iPods.
I can't believe they were still doing it.
It was around for 20 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Exactly 20 years. I need you to tell me, something we no longer use. Hmm. Anything that we once used and no longer use is on the list. And today's judge is Ruben Amaro Jr. because he went to Stanford. 215-592-9494. Jump on now for a great prize. Scott's up first from Barrington. Hi, Scott.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. Brother Rube, what's good with you?
What's happening, Scott?
Scott, what are you thinking right now? Am I onto something here with the Butler factor?
Oh, absolutely, Brother Angelo. You solved the case. Just to think, we can blame, of course, Ben for this and the other thing, debacle when he, didn't show up in games. But Brett Brown, man, and he's no longer here. It's amazing. You want Butler, he left, and now Brett Brown's not here. That doesn't make any sense to me. It's mind-boggling. But that mindset.
All right, hold on. I got to stop you for a second because people have to track what's happened in the last 3 years with Brett Brown. Brett Brown, out for a period of about half a year, was not just the head coach. He was really the personnel guy.
Yeah.
He brought in Elton Brand, but he was making the personnel decisions, all right? He was the one that didn't want Butler around anymore.
Well, that was my question. He was a GM.
Elton Brand was there, but he had just started, and all the power was in the hands of Brett Brown. Really? That was 3 years ago. 3 years later, he is not a GM. He is not a head coach. He is not an assistant coach. He is nothing. So how do you, Scott, how do you go from the top of the heap, one of the most influential voices in the NBA, to completely out of work and totally irrelevant that quickly?
That happened to me.
Oh, that's real. Wow. This was an awkward moment.
Wow.
This was awkward.
You went on to manage.
You went on to
coach. I like the coach.
Yeah.
No, you were at least an assistant.
Yeah,
I will acknowledge the awkwardness of that sequence. That was not perfect. But Scott,
take two.
How did he is? Do you realize right now Brett Brown's unemployable? Scott,
it's amazing. It's amazing. All the damage he did, like he did the damage and just skipped town.
Yeah, so, that's it. 7 years. You know how much money he made?
Oh yeah, he's probably on an island holding. He's on an island smoking a cigar or something.
I don't know where he is, but wherever he is, I don't want to see him. Scott, give me right now something we no longer use.
Something in honor of a phone, if I want to say. I'm going to say a telephone, booth.
Telephone booth. Ooh. Let me tell you, they always do these throwback shows now. And whenever they go back to like the 80s or the 70s, they will always have a scene in a telephone booth. Mm-hmm. It's like, this will tell you we're not in current time.
Well, yeah, right? I've seen that.
I never enjoyed a booth. I don't like being closed in. Claustrophobia. Never enjoyed it. 215. I got lines open. Dan, Gary, you guys are up next. You will get out quickly tonight. What don't we use anymore? Mm-hmm. What are we giving away today? I got a Visa gift card, $100 Visa gift card. Oh, I got an Echo Dot smart speaker. Pair of tickets to see The Who. I got a new era City Edition hat and a Boston Market gift card today. What don't we use anymore? And how do you feel? Give me your predictions for tonight and tell me what you want to see on the new Eagle schedule. Because what you're going to hear tonight will make you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.